Like Rashi says, Hilkach, therefore, lekechat is not a pitzer at all. V'etono, the itzrach le'ashminon, emenichem, einachetetis. So what's the chiddush here that it wears? It's not called a chatzitza. The chur pshita is not called a chatzitza. It's not dividing between the hat and the head. The hat is further up. So what's the chiddush? Pshita is loud too. So I said the chiddush is ein chatzim mishum yita begodim. The chiddush is that it's not considered an extra beged. Lashmin and the loud begedu. That's the chiddush, that tefillin is not called a beged, since it's a divine mitzvah like bottle to the goof. It's not called a beged. That's the chiddush here. It's not called a beged. Therefore, it's mutter. Who was it? It's not called a chatzitza. Therefore, it's mutter for the kohen to wear his tefillin shorosh. Ve'enichnami, the tefillin shayad, that would be also to wear. If he'd be wearing a tefillin shayad b'shas to do the avodah, that would make it still. A tefillin shayad would be called a chatzitza between his flesh and the beged. So then it says in the Mishnah, mechusik kippurim, a kohen that's the mechusik kippurim means he was a zav or a mitzayra. Even though he went to the Nikvah and it was Har Shemesh, it was night time, but since he did not bring his korban yet, he's mechus to Kippurim. If he does the avoid, it's also possible. But Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? On the Rafuna Makro, the prophet says, V'chiper Oleho Akoyin Utahira. That after he brings his korban, then he's first called Utahira. Then he's called that he's Torah. So Tahira Mechlal Shitimeya, Mashma, that before he brings his korban, even though he went to the mikvah, still he's called a tamei. And that's the law we had before already, that a tamei, if he does the avoid, he's mechal the avoida. From the pasuk of Yenozru, v'lo yechalalu. Therefore, mechusi kippurim is considered like a kohen that's tamei, and therefore the Mishnah says, if he does the avoida is mechulu. Alright, turn over. Now then it says in the Mishnah, the case of Bishlei Rochat Shidayim Raglayim, a kohen that did not wash his hands from the kiyah before he does the avoida, that was also possible. Somewhere, how do we know this? Somewhere it says, Asya chuka chuka from mechusa begodim. Says the word chusa chuka by mechusa begodim. And there we have limudim ready sitting like a zar. It says the word chuka here by Bishlei Rochat Shidayim Raglayim teaches the same inside that if he does the avoida before he washes his hands, he's considered like a zar, the avoid is possible. Tan Rabban wasn't a price like this. Koyin Godel Shaloi Toval Veshaloi Kiddush. Ben Beged Le Beged. The Koyin Godel on Yom Kippur has a special law because he has to go to the mikvah 5 times and he has to make in each time 2 times a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So what's the meaning that Koyin Godel did not do this? Shaloi Toval did not go to the mikvah, or else he was not Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Bein Beged LeBeged, between changing back from the white to the regular begodim, or else Bein Avoid LeYavoida, the Yovad Avidos, and he still did the Avoida, Lachar is Kshera, still the Meister is Kosher. Rashi says it means Kohen Gadol means Kegoin Bechomesh Avoida Shem Kippurim. He learned out the Gemara Numa there that he changed his begodim from the Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, and then back again from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov, and each time he changed, he had to go to the mikvah. And he had to wash his hands and feet once before he went to the mikvah when he took off, and once when he put on the new begodim. So what's going to be if he did not do this? Still the lochri is the avoid with kshera. V'yechod kohen gadol v'yechod kohen hedyot shaloi kiddush yodav raglav shachris v'yavod avodah tefula. But let's say the kohen gadol in the morning when he first came in did not wash his hands and feet from the kiyur, or else the regular kohen any day, if he did not start off washing his hands from the kiyur, it's psula. That's like our Mishnah. Shalai rocha chedayim raglayim. It's psula. Rashi says shachris means bein via mikvur matzomad yom kippur bein v'chol hashana. Avodos to psula kedi afina chuka chuka v'mechus to begodim. Oh, malei ravasi the Rabbi Yechanon michti. Let's see. Chomesh tefillot. This inyan that the kohen gadol on yom kippur when he changes his begodim 5 times has to go to the mikvur each time and the asari kiddushin, and each time he has to wash his hands twice. That's 10 times he has to have Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Tiraisa, it's midiraisa. The Potter says, for Rochat es Pesor B'mayim, V'lovo L'veisham, V'yostam Yal V'kulu Nilsa, they're all midiraisis. And V'chukki K'siv, Rochat says the word Chukka. Rashi says, V'yachat Shagom V'kol HaPasha K'siv, V'oysa Lehem L'chukka Selam, V'achodish HaShri V'yesar, that says the word Chukka. The question is, Oli Akfei, it's so simple, says the word Chukka, it should be evenly Chukka. As usually the word chukka means it has to be. So what does it say here? That the Kohen Gadol did not go to the mikvah, did not kiddush yadayim raglayim. it's Kshayro, the Kurd should be Possel, or Malayt, he answered back, or Makor, the Possek says, Ulevesham, he should wear them. Rashi says, Shina Kosov Levisha, says it twice, Ulevesham. So we darshan Levisha Makevis, that what's Makev, what has to be, he has to wear his begodin, he has to change the begodin. But the end of Racham Yaakov, nothing else is Makev, even though he does not go to the mikvah, or even though he does not wash his hands in between, that's not Makev. So Moshe says, Tzavu Ponos, his face started to shine up. In other words, Rabasi's face, Rabasi asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. And now that he heard the answer, so Rashi said, my face simply, he's so happy. He thought he heard a good reason. So Mamash's face like lit up. Omalei said back to him, Vova Ufto Ksivlucho. Rashi says like an expression, like he wrote a Vov on the beam, like for a sign. In other words, he said back to him, no, it's not a good answer, what are you so happy about? His Vova Ufto Ksivlucho, I mean, he just wrote a sign, so he wrote a Vov like on the beam. But it's not a good answer, because he really could ask the question, if this is the pshat, if so yochi, if so, did Safri Nami, then even the first Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim in the morning should also not be Ma'akiv on Yom Kippur. And the Brisa says clearly no, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did not first wash his Yedayim Raglayim will be Possel. So this answer was not considered a good answer. The Gemara says, Om Achizki, Chizki says, I'll give you the real answer. Om Achizki, Om Achor, the Pesach says, V'hoysu lehem chaykelum, lo yulizaru lo deroysum. It should be for you a chaykelum, and these are the things that are makiv. And it says this, by Yom Kippur, so dash like this, that dobra makiv bizaroi, something that even a regular Kohen head you'd have to do, makiv boy, it's also makiv by the Kohen Gadol. That means the first Kiddush you're dying for a glayin, that has to be done every single day by every single Kohen, who are then in Yom Kippur, it's also makiv for the Kohen Gadol. But dobra shein the makiv bizaroi, something that's not makiv by his children, ain't the makiv boy, like these five tefillos on Yom Kippur, that's only by the Kohen Gadol, it's not by a regular Kohen Hedyot, so these halachas are not even makiv by the Kohen Gadol. That's the chiluk. The first Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, every single Kohen has to do. That's taken likuva. If you do not do it, the Mishnah says it's possible to avoid it. But the extra tefillos and Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, these things are not makiv, and even with the Eved, the avoider is kosher. We have Yonis and Amam Yonis, it says, Menachem Nispasik, it says, V'rochatu mimenu, Moshe v'yaru nubonuf. The Darshan like this, Dobro makib bonuf makib bonuf, the same type of Vidrosha. Something that all the bonum have to do, every crane has to wash his hands, Yedayim, Raglayim, that's makib even on Yom Kippur. But Dobro sheinu makib, the bonuf, something that's not makib by his children, the regular kind of not have the special locha of on Yom Kippur, the five filas, ain't makib boy, it's not makib by the crane Godel either. Explains like what do you have to have these two pesukim for? What is one arguing on the other? Rabbi Yonasan, my time liyomim midichiskiya. How come Rabbi Yonasan does not say from the same pasuk as Chizkiya says? Omulak Rabbi Yonasan will say, who that pasuk l'dervisu dichsiv? It's come to teach us halachim that these halachas apply the dervis. It's not only halacha right now, but the halacha that children l'dervis, they have to listen to these halachas. Therefore, it's not extra for hekish. But rather to teach us these halachas of Prada Dervis, as Rashi says, Azor Linug Chukazu Lizarva Yachrov, Vilav Lakeshosa. Vidach, what's the other man you do? Vidach, my time will yom me high. How come he doesn't say? How come Chitka doesn't say from Yonison's Posek? Me boy lelik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. And he's that Posek for the way Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina dashens. Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina called Kiyor, every Kiyor in the base of Midash. Shein boy kedei lekadish arbo kahanim imenu ein mekadshim boy. It is not big enough to hold enough water to be mekadish to yodayim v'reglayim of four kahanim. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. It's not called a kiyur. How do we know this year you have to have enough water to be mekadish four kahanim? Shenema the pasuk says v'rochat to imenu moishe v'yaron abonav. That's the diak. Rashi says moishe v'yaron is train. Abonav train is two and two is four. Shaf Moshe Kain Hoya Meshiv Shemayam Luyam. Before the Kashrut is Moshe was not a Kain. The answer was yes. During the Shiv Shemayam Luyam, Moshe was also a Kain doing the Avodah. The Afos Rav the Loikino the Vasachas they weren't at the same time. Miu Kro Lochi Midrash. That's why we dashen this pasuk. Therefore, this pasuk does not come to teach us halachis of Avodah, which is a Doiroi that's makah by the Kain Gadol, the rabbi come to teach us this halacha of the kiyur. Therefore, it needs the other pasuk. So the kiss of both of them dash and the pasuk and teach us this yisoid that by the avodas of Yom Kippur, it's only the first kiddush adayim in the raglayim, kiddush adayim raglayim in the morning. That's makiv. That's the same thing as the derus. Mashenki and the other avodas of the yom itself are not makiv. Tana rabbonim, we learn the verse like this: Ketzad mitzvah kiddush. How is the way? Oifen. How is the way the kohen is supposed to mekadesh his yadayim raglayim every morning? It says in Machlokes, one man yom holds meniach yodei ha'imonis hagabi raglei ha'imonis. He has to put his right hand on top of his right foot when he's standing. The yodei hasmolus hagabi raglei hasmolus, and his left hand on top of his left foot. And umekadish, umekadish, he has to mekadish them both together. The yodayim v'raglayim. This is the way you mekadish the yodayim v'raglayim, like one shot on one set and one shot on the other set. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer. A little bit different. He holds meniach shtei yodov zu agazu. The two hands, like the right and the top of the left. The gabe shtei raglov zu agabizu. The same thing. Your two feet also. The right is on top of the left, and you have all four together. On the kaddish and kaddish promise, all four of them together. So Mar says Armula. They said back to Rabbi Yosi, heflakto, like you went overboard, like you said too far. How ef shalasus ken? It's not possible to do like this. In other words, he can't stand this way. And we'll soon see in Bashas Kiddush, the Kohen has to be standing. So how is it possible to say, this is the way he's Mekadosh his hands and feet? Someone says, the Chura Shapa Karmelit, he said, good to Rabbi Yosef, how did he learn? On the Rabbi Yosef will answer, he can't stand himself this way, but his friend has to hold him up, has to be Messiah, help him. So his friend helping, that's also called an Amida. And this is the machlekes, my benayu. What's the difference? In other words, what's the machlekes? My benayu. Om rabbi amida min asadik benayu. That's the machlekes. The Tanakam hold, it's no good. There's a loch, we'll soon see, you have to be standing b'shasa kiddush. And if you can't stand yourself, you need somebody else to help you, that's not called an amida. Therefore, he says it has to be each one separately. And the other man yam holds no. Rabbi Yosi holds no. Even though somebody has to help you, that's still called an amida. Oh, Malay Rav Soma Bread, Rav Ash, Ravino, Velasiv Mesevil Kaddish, let the Kohen sit down when he does the Kiddush. Like, who says he has to be standing? Did he ask the question, how can he do it? Somebody has to help him. Who said, Bechal, the Avoidus Kiddush has to be done standing? On this, yes, on Machor, the Pesach says, Lishores, and we darshan Vashirosh Miumidu. Shiras always means standing up. Rashi says, it says the word, it comes from Mizbech, that's Lashoris. And Iskesh Kiddush Lashiris, to the Hekesh of Kiddush Lashiris. And Shiris always means standing. Therefore, Bishas Kiddush also kind of has to be standing. So, if the Machlekes here is Minatzad called standing or not. Tana Rabbanan read like this: Kiddush Yodov Raglov Biyoim, if the Kohen was Mekadosh his hands and feet by daytime when he first came in to do the Avodah today, and Tzarech Lekadosh Belaila. He does not have to make the Kiddush Belaila. If he did not leave the Beis Hamikdash the whole day, and he was not Mesiach Das from the first Kiddush, it held even for the nighttime. Belaila, let's say the first Kohen first came in at nighttime, and his first Mekadosh his hands and feet at nighttime, Belaila is Tzarech Lekadosh Bayoim, he has to still make another Kiddush Bayoim. We'll soon see why. Shalina Paiselos Kiddush, therefore Lina is Paisel, the stays of the night, and Omer HaShrashi says, the Yomod HaShacharu Yaiselina. When it comes Omer HaShachar, the morning star, that makes it leaner that that's absurd, and therefore in the morning you have to have another Kiddush. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Shoye Rebbe, Yom Rebbe used to say, Lino Mo'elis, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that there is the psul of Lino by the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, meaning if you washed your hands at nighttime, when it becomes overnight time, the Omer HaShachar, that's like the psul Lino, if it left overnight, that it needs a new Kiddush. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oimer, no, ain lina mo'elis, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There's no still lina by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Meaning if you washed your hands at nighttime, and you did not leave, you're not Mesiach Das, he will hold, you do not have to make another Kiddush in the morning. That's enough like this. Tan Yidduch, another price we learned, ho ye oimeid u'maka v'agavi mizbech l'layla. Okay, that was doing the avoidah the whole nighttime in the mizbech. Li oira, when it comes daytime in the morning, Toyin Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Again, it's very good. There's a psul lina when it comes daytime, he has to wash his hands over again. We have leather of Shimonainer, Kivrin Shekidish Yodav Raglov, Mitchilas Avoido, Afilu Mikan Vyadasor Yom, and Sarkla Kaddish. No, as long as the Kohen started to wash his hands at the beginning, and he was not Mesir Das in between, even though it came by 10 days, he does not need another Kiddush. Since he did not make a Hesach Adas, he does not need another Kiddush. So he learned it two times, and more than three, and neither Machlek is both. The Yashmin and Kamaisa become a Rebbe, the Posek Lem Yavoida Li Yavoida.
I think the first verse, it doesn't say clearly that the Kohen worked the whole night. It just says he came into the Beis Hamikdash to work that night, and he was not Mesir Das. So it comes the morning, it says still he has to make another Kiddush. That's the first case. Because he was not Potsak, because like he was Potsak, he stopped. He did not do the Avodah. But the Gemara says, the Kikam Aruhokim Rebbe, the Potsak led me Avodah L'Avodah. He stopped doing the first Avodah. Avul Behova, in the second case, the late Potsak lay did not stop doing the Avodah. It says he was working the whole night straight. Aim Amoydah Lele Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Maybe even Rebbe would also agree to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that since the Kohen did not stop doing the Avodah at all, he would not have to make a second Kiddush. That's why I need the Kiddush in the second Braisa. V'yashmin and Bob, but only here the second case, maybe B'hokom or Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that you do not need a second Kiddush, only because the Kohen did not stop doing the Avodah at all. I will be hoved, but in the first case, where the Kohen stopped doing the Avodah, Aim Amoydah Lele Rebbe, maybe it also agrees to Rebbe that you have to have a second Kiddush in the morning, that Lina would be Paselis. Tzricha, that's one of the machlokes, both cases. Now, my time with the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Where does Rebbe know that he saw that Lina's poisel by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? They say the pasuk says, Begishtam, they come close. And Rashi says, Begisha the Shachos, when you come to do the Avodah in the morning, Gisha Achriti, that's like the new Gisha, new coming close. Shareyesh kan Marocha Chadosha, there's a new burning, there's a new Marocha. Since the Mizbech is fixed over new in the morning, it's called the new Begishtam. So every time you make a Begishtam, every morning, you have to have a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. My time with the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, the Gemara says, the Siddur Potter says, Bevoyim, when he comes, so every time he comes in, the Kohen came in once and stayed there, he does not need another Kiddush. Vidach, what does Rebbe do with this? Vidach nam yoksi Bevoyim, I mean, what does Rebbe do? It says the word Bevoyim. Iksid Begishtam, Beloiksid Bevoyim, who just said the word Begishtam and not the word Bevoyim? Having there, I would have thought to say, I call Gisha Begisha. Every time you come close to the Mizbeach, even though you're inside the Beis Hamikdash, but every time you come close, you need another Kiddush. Kosrachamona Bevoyim, it says no Bevoyim. The first time you come in by daytime, that's enough for the whole day. Ve'enachnami, in the morning, it's called the new Begishtam, you need a new Kiddush. To be the Hodge of Blood to do, Nami Yoksid Begishtam, it says the word Begishtam. See, Darshan is like this. Iksid Bevoyim, if we would have just said Bevoyim, like the Begishtam, wouldn't have said the word Begishtam. Have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Afiluwa, be your Rekonis. Anytime you come in, even though you're not coming in to do the Avoida, anytime you're coming in, you'll have to be Mikadish, you're dying for a Glayim. Therefore, it says Begishtam only if you're coming in to do the Avoida. For the Gemara, no. Avi Rekonis, Aksid Lesharis, the Apostle says, Fili Lesharis. It says, really, you only have to make a Kiddush if you're coming in to do the Avodah, and not stop walking in. Elarad, it's like this. Begishtam mi boi lightly could Rav Acha ba Yaakov. The Yomer Rav Acha ba Yaakov. Hakel moi, everybody agrees. The Kiddush sheni kishulovush mikadish. In other words, the Kohen Gadol, we said, every time he changes his begodim, he has to wash his hands once before and one after. So the second Kiddush, everybody agrees, Kishulovish, after he put on a second pair of begodim, that's when he's mekadesh, that's when he washes his hands. It's only machlokes upon the first kiddush, does he do it when he's still wearing the first clothing or after he takes it off. But on the second one, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, Oy begishtom, he came in, meaning, Mi shein mechus terele gisha bavad, he's only missing coming in. Yotze zef, he would wash his hands before he put on the second pair of begodim, shem mechus levisho gisha. Here, in order to do the Avodah, he has to first put on his begodim and then make the Gisha. So therefore, that's the positive Begishtam teaching us that the second time the Kohen Gadol washes his hands, that sheet is only after he put on his begodim. Then, Lahat Yerisha, long wasn't the end of the positive, Lahat Yerisha, Lomali. Where it says, Mahdem, I would have thought to say, Hanmili Avodah, the Mach of Kapara.